This is lesson number 3 on the subject on the meeting in the air. Be sure to listen to each one of these lessons. We don't have to be left in the dark about the coming of the Lord. The same Bible that promised the first event of Jesus into the world, that foretold the scattering and regathering of the Jews to their homeland, has given us a clear statement that Jesus is to appear in the clouds of glory to gather his people unto himself in midair. This book, in which these glorious truths are recorded, is still the world's bestseller, but in most homes it remains unread. This book that shows us blood on the battlefield, the atomic fire, and the pillars of smoke from the atomic blast, hundreds of years before such energies were known to exist, this book was dictated by the Holy Spirit, records the voice of the angel as he declared to our Lord's disciples, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go away." This book also tells us the words of Jesus. He said, "If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." Jesus also said, "If it were not true, I would have told you." This meeting in the air is the Christian's hope, to which he clings in times of stress and strain. When the problems of life weigh him down, he continues on for the joy that awaits him. When home life is not the most pleasant, the Christian comforts himself with the fact that there is to be a better day. When the diseased body suffers pain that will not cease, and the days drag on like an eternity, there is the consoling knowledge that deliverance has been arranged, as in the experience of Job. After his children had died, his flocks, herds, and all of his earthly possessions had been taken from him, and then his body became more grievous afflicted than any man in history, his wife and friends urged him to give up and die, as he sat in the ashes and scraped himself with the pot shear. He had never heard a sermon on the rapture, or about that meeting in the sky, or that our bodies would be glorified at the coming of the Lord, but out of an inward inspiration, he cried out in Job 19 in verses 25 and 26, "I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another." Here Job takes the hand of all fellow sufferers through the ages, and bids them to look at a time of the blessed hope, a time when every problem would be solved, every worry would come to an end, every dream become a reality, the invisible becomes tangible, every faded cheek regains its color, perfect sight returns to the clouded eye, every twisted limb becomes straight, every shut-in is released from his confinement. These are great days of desire. The president-elect looks forward to the inauguration day. The king or queen looks forward to coronation day. The slaves look forward to emancipation day. The Christian looks forward to the resurrection day, which to God the Father will be the realization of the purpose for which he sent his Son into the world. To our Lord Jesus, it will be the joy and the glory for which he endured the cross and despised the shame. To the Holy Spirit, It will be the end to which he has guided the church amidst the many trials and temptations and persecutions. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.